Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Roy Williams, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation, bringing you another Today's Health Update. And I want to kind of go over some things with you to get this kicked off today. Number one is we have decided to go ahead and directly address specific disorders. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Today, we're going to talk about heart disease because it is the number one cause of death in the industrialized world, and the minor disorder we're going to talk about, it can lead to something much more than minor, is acid reflux disease, which, by the way, when I was growing up, it was called heartburn, but they've made everything a disease now. And we're going to address these issues because, listen very carefully to what I'm about to say, because I'm going to say it in a certain way that you can understand that it protects me and everybody else involved, and that is we believe that 98% of all disease is, number one, preventable, and yet you can't get the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, to even approach prevention. They don't want nothing to do with it other than telling you to get more exercise and eat different foods, which is dumb to some degree, and I'll explain that as we go. But the point is this, if 98% of all disease is, number one, preventable, and number two, probably 98% of all disease is reversible, once you understand which system of the body is breaking down and you learn how to support that system with proper nutrition, that system gets healthy again. Now, you may ask yourself, well, how do I know which system is breaking down? Well, if you've been diagnosed with any kind of heart disorder, I'm talking about blockages, irregular heartbeat, tachycardia, they call it, cardiomyopathy, where you're, or white muscle disease, where the heart muscles actually deteriorating and going downhill, which, you know, is either, they tell us the only thing that can truly fix it is a heart transplant. I disagree with that. Dr. Matthias Rath disagrees with that. And we're going to tell you what we would do. And I say we because I am real excited to have Jan Marie Hornack on the phone with me this morning. Jan Marie, good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Roy, for having me, because this is a very, very important subject.
Yes, it is. We, it's amazing to me that 600,000 Americans a year are still dying of heart disease. And, Jan Marie, that's in spite of the fact that they've now got 48% of the population over 45 years of age on cholesterol-lowering drugs. Doesn't it make sense to you, Jan Marie, that if cholesterol is the cause of heart disease and 48% of the people are on cholesterol-lowering drugs, shouldn't heart disease be decreasing in number instead of increasing?
Not really, Roy, because those statins hurt your heart muscle.
Well,
and they make the heart muscle weaker instead of stronger. And the problem isn't the cholesterol. The problem is the acid in your body. Calcium.
You're breaking up.
Blockages. Yeah. To create the blockages.
Yeah. I'm losing you again.
I haven't moved.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, Jan Marie's having a lot of trouble with the phone service she has, and we've got an idea of how to fix that. It's just going to take some time. But what Jan Marie's telling y'all is real simple. Almost all disease is associated with acid in the body. Acid is connected to inflammation. Inflammation is also a part of almost every disease process in the human body. So, Jan Marie, I think basically what I'll just ask you is we agree on it. It don't surprise me or you that heart disease is not decreasing but increasing. But if the drugs, the cholesterol-lowering drugs worked, they would be, heart disease would be on the decrease. That was my point.
Right. When they invented those drugs, they didn't even do a study. They just needed money from a formula that they had. They just changed the formula a little bit, and they said, well, 51% of all people who die from heart disease and 47% have low cholesterol and 2% have normal cholesterol. So first of all, who decides high, low, and normal? And second of all, they didn't take into account, were you married? Did you smoke? Did you drink? What was your lifestyle? None of that.
But they don't want to address those issues because, you know, they've learned, like I have over the years, that to get people to change their lifestyle is the hardest part of any health issue. Diabetes is a perfect example. When I talk to a type 2 diabetic, I tell them how they can reverse it and prevent it, but it takes them doing their part along with supplementation. And you'll be amazed, Jimmy, how many of them look at me and say, ain't you just got a pill I can take? I don't want to change what I eat. I don't want to change smoking. I don't want to change all that. So
now, Roy, I have to stop you here a minute.
Okay.
It doesn't surprise me because you might remember this. A couple of years after we started working together, you said to me, Jan Marie, can't we have one formula that takes care of everything?
Yes, I did.
And
say
I
that.
Laughed because when you go to the drugstore, there's not just one formula to even take care of a cold, much less anything complicated. And no, people have to consider that our body is an intricate working machine that God set up. Just like your car. You can't just take your car in, get an oil changed, and everything's fixed. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
So
that's good. That's a good point.
What we do have to know is what causes acid in the body and what causes inflammation in the body.
And what causes blockages.
Well, no, wait. Acid equals inflammation. Inflammation equals acid. Acid and inflammation cause almost all of those problems, including the blockages, also diabetes and a lot of other things.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. That is not the single cause. Listen, if acid were the single cause, everybody could neutralize acids in their body and every disease disappear, and that don't happen.
I'm not saying that's the cause. I'm saying it's always present. There is a list of things that causes acid in the body.
Yes.
A specific list.
But let's talk about heart disease first. I want to talk about the number one cause of death in America and in the industrialized world, and I want it to be understood completely. What I'm trying to get across to folks is this. Lowering your cholesterol does not guarantee you that you're not going to have a blockage or die of a heart attack. However, you are led to believe that kind of stuff by the pharmaceutical industry. It's a lie. It's a bald-faced, deliberate, intentional lie because they can put you on a cholesterol-lowering drug and tell you you can never stop taking it without your doctor's permission, and they can create an income for themselves for however long you live after that, full well knowing that you're probably going to end up having to have bypass surgery or a stent or something put in due to blockages. Dr. Matthias Rath absolutely proved that the number one cause of blockages in the arteries of the body, and he proved this. He says, isn't it interesting that the inside of a vein and the inside of an artery are identical? That's why they can take a vein from your leg and do a bypass on an artery going to your heart. He says, well, if cholesterol's the problem, why aren't veins clogging up? It's only arteries. He said it don't make sense. So he boiled it down and he says, I'm telling you, what's causing most of those blockages is free radical damage. Oxygen molecules that are out of balance damage the lining of the arteries, the oxygen side of the cardiovascular system. That's oxygen is the free radical damage. That's where it comes from. Once he stopped the free radical damage and supported the heart, the muscle, and the cardiovascular system with proper nutrition, vitamins, minerals, and support factors like anti-inflammatories, things that stop the acid buildup in the body, because acid is connected to the blockage. But it's not as, you know, we'd like to think that stopping heart disease is as simple as just taking a cholesterol drug. Or a blood pressure drug. It's absolutely treating the symptoms. It's not solving the problem. We want to solve the problem. So that's why Jan Marie helped me formulate what we call the healthy heart combo. Now, y'all hear me talk a lot about this, and I hope you don't get tired of hearing it, but it is the most important subject for true cardiovascular health in America today. There are specific nutrients that's in the heart product. We call it heart. It's a standalone product in some cases. However, we always connect it to MSM plus C because the two work beautifully together to bring about a complete process that allows your body to make the changes. It supports the health of your cardiovascular system, your veins, your arteries, your capillaries, the heart muscle itself. It stops the free radical damage to a great degree, and it addresses the inflammatory conditions to a great degree, and it's part of Jan Marie's patent on what? pH balancing the product. Now, Jan Marie, if you just pH balance the body, you would agree that you've also got to correct the nutritional deficiencies, right?
I agree with that, but I just want to say this. First, you have to fix the pH problems. And you do that with the MSM and the pH Plus and AlkaPro. Now, in addition, the acid continues to be a problem because you eat food. When you eat food, you metabolize. When you metabolize, you create acid. That's one of the things that causes acid. Stress, modern lifestyle, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, GMO, being exposed to diseases that are communicable, all of those things. If you get in an accident and nobody knows why, it's because you became over acidic and you die from all the black and blue. So that's an ongoing thing in your life, and you have to constantly do that. Now, once you know you're on the road to that, you can start replacing your nutrients. And in addition to replacing nutrients, you can add herbs and other things that will help you clear your system. For example, you'll want to have your blood a little thinner. You'll want to restore the CoQ10 in your heart. You'll want to make sure you reinforce the muscles and the cartilage around the heart, which is something nobody talks about. If you have a heart attack and the cartilage and the muscle are not supported, it is easier to die from that heart attack. And Jesus showed me that. I was praying about that formula for over a year, and Jesus showed me that.
That's, by the way, been proven in lab studies now, too.
Well, I trust Jesus more than the lab studies. Well, I know, but most people trust that lab study stuff.
I know, but that's the point is what God tells us we take by faith, and then man comes along later and says, wow, they were right.
Right, you're right about that.
Yeah.
So heart tries to do multiple things. Number one is the restoration of vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and minerals are responsible for all your muscle strength. Without that, you have no muscle strength. Your heart is a muscle. And we have to work on that muscle. So you also need the right exercise in conjunction with this. You don't push yourself too far, but you slowly build up the heart, which is your main pump to your body for everything. Then you have to have things that help you digest what you eat properly. We have that. You have to have essential fatty acids because without that, you cannot support your vessels and or your brain. And without the brain, the heart doesn't work right. So you have to have that.
Now, y'all, let me cut in just a minute, Jan Marie. Folks listening to me, what Jan Marie is saying sounds really, really complicated. I want you to understand something. We understand that the whole process, Jan Marie, is complicated. But what's beautiful about the healthy heart combo, the MSM plus C and the heart, is we've rolled all those complications into that combination. It does address the pH balance to some degree. Maybe not to the same degree it would with the pH drops added, but if you're not going to do everything we want you to do, the most important two things, I'm telling you, from thousands upon thousands of customers, is MSM plus C and heart. Why? Because it addresses the inflammation. It addresses the free radical damage. It addresses the acid. It addresses the inflammation. All in these two products, I have seen Jean-Marie get, I mean, doctor's reports. Had somebody bring me one in just the other day of their cardiovascular report 2 years ago, and then 2 years after doing nothing. They didn't do the pH drops. They didn't do all the other things. They did just the MSM plus C in the heart faithfully every day like the label asked them to. And let me tell you something. Their cardiovascular report was phenomenal for 76 years of age and of having serious heart complications 2 years earlier at 74. So don't let – I know Jean-Marie's a scientist, y'all. I want you to understand. She gets complicated. But it is, it don't have to seem that complicated to you when you understand that the reason we chose her as our formulator is, even though we couldn't put everything the body needs in one product, we have rolled as much as possible into specific products to support specific systems of the body. And right now, we're talking about the heart, the veins, the arteries, the capillaries. We're talking about things like blockages, irregular heartbeat, tachycardia. We're talking about inflammation. We're talking about the whole gamut. The pardon me? I can't hear you, Jean-Marie. The simple thing I'm trying to get across to you folks is that it don't have to be, I don't want it to seem complicated to you. Let us handle the complicated side of things by creating the formulas that support every aspect of the cardiovascular system. And that's what we've done. When you take MSM plus C, which supports not only digestion, but it also supports, absorption of nutrition. MSM is one of the most important carriers that delivers nutrition at a cellular level into the human body. It supports the viscosity of the blood. It supports the elasticity of the veins, arteries, and capillaries. You do understand that when you run up a flight of stairs, your veins, arteries, and capillaries, pressure goes up. They have to expand. They have to swell up a little bit. They have to also go back to normal when you rest. So you got to support those aspects, and that's what MSM plus C does. It even supports the cartilage and connective tissue in your joints, but also, as Jean-Marie says, it's important for you to understand that glucosamine and things like that are important for the heart too.
Roy, can you hear me now?
Oh, I can now, yeah. I was wondering where you went.
I want to say that we also support free radical reduction.
Absolutely.
And that's very important. We have specific ingredients in there for the veins, the blood, the free radicals, and you mentioned, we actually have support factors for cartilage in there.
Yes.
Not just for the muscles. So we really try to look at this as if I was a mechanic and you brought the car in and I had to diagnose what was wrong with it, and there was something wrong in every system of the car: electrical, lubrication, mechanical, and digital. So based on that, that's how we had to look at this formula.
And it works, y'all. It is the most amazing. Now, it's not quick. I want you to understand, it's not a drug. Drugs work fast. If they give you a painkiller, usually within 30 minutes, your pain's going down. That's not how this works. What this does is this allows, it supports your entire cardiovascular system safely. You can take it along with any drug that the doctor's got you on. It will not interfere with the drugs. The goal, though, is that the body then rebuilds itself at a cellular level, so you can come off the drugs. Now, and your doctor helps you do that.
Can I say this about the drugs?
Sure.
In my opinion, drugs are a stopgap measure.
Right.
Between you suddenly finding something's wrong with you and you doing the work to repair that. So you do the stopgap measure of the drugs while you're repairing yourself.
And the only way the body can repair itself is through proper nutrition. Your cells of your body are manufactured from nutrients. That's why we have to continually eat, because cells get old, they get damaged, and they die. And you've got to replace them, or you're going downhill really quickly. Now let's talk about.
But Roy, can I say this? If you eat potato chips and Coca-Cola, you're not repairing anything.
I understand that, Jim Marie. That's not what this is about today.
Okay.
What we're talking about today is what they can do to support their cardiovascular system. Now, let's roll over. We only got about 4 minutes left. Let's talk about what was once called heartburn, but now has been upgraded to acid reflux disease. And now you'll begin, I think, to be able to explain why those pH drops are so valuable.
Okay, so everybody, when they're a little kid, is pretty alkaline, unless they get hurt or they're very stressed out. But as they age, they continually do things that produce more and more acid in the body. And eventually, you hit what's called the tipping point. And the tipping point is when that acid starts manifesting in various diseases, which includes heart disease. So you might get tipped off with acid reflux, or you might get tipped off just knowing you have a heart problem or some other kind of a problem. But God is ringing your warning bell anytime you get a disease of aging. And he's telling you you're either too stressed, you're eating wrong, you're not getting your nutrients, you're not sleeping right, you're not digesting right. So you have to know to stop what you're doing and reassess.
Well, you know, and what doctors recommend is Prilosec or Prevacid or Rolaid or Tums. But listen, folks, your body is designed to produce acids to digest your food. And your body can either be producing too much acid, which causes acid reflux, or believe it or not, your body can not be producing enough acid, and that can cause the same symptoms or pretty similar symptoms. So here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to balance the pH in the human body. We're trying to bring your pH up into that healing range of 7.1 to 7.3. That's the magic number of healing. We even have pH strips, and we can show you how to test the clear body fluids of your body to see if you're in that range. And if you're not, we can put you on these drops, and over a period of weeks, you can see your pH start to climb into the healing range. And when you get into the healing range, now all those nutrients are going to work better. The inflammation is going to decrease. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Different organs in your digestive tract need various pHs. And that may sound strange, but when you chew in your mouth, that's one level. Then your stomach actually has two parts to it. And the upper part digests some of the food, but when you get to the lower part, the proteins have to digest, and that's where you need all the acid. Then it goes into the small intestine and then the large intestine with a few things in between. And that's where the pH changes from acid to alkaline. So by the time it's in your large intestine, which many people call the gut, it needs to be a high pH of over 8 or 8.5. So the body releases different fluids to make that happen. When that doesn't function correctly, you're going to create a digestive problem that's going to be hard to get over. And so by maintaining your nutrients in your body and by maintaining body pH, you can avoid a lot of that problem.
Sure. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people with severe acid reflux disease, as diagnosed by the doctors, tell me within 6-8 weeks of getting their body's pH levels up where they're supposed to be, they're in taking MSM plus C, for instance, along with the pH drops. Believe it or not, they tell me, man, I need almost anything I want again. My body is now handling that situation much better. In other words, the acid's not getting up past the sphincter muscle and into the esophagus where it does not belong. like Jim Reese says, is my acids are supposed to be in specific areas of the body. They're not supposed to be up in your esophagus where it burns and causes your almost like a heart attack, I've had people tell me.
Well, so in the heart formula, we have things that relieve various stressors in the body, like turmeric is in there. Yep. MPS is in there. Now, you know, MPS comes from aloe, and when you put that on your skin, it heals it. So when you take it in your body, it starts healing things in your body, just like when you put it on your skin if you get a cut or a burn.
We're down to 30 seconds.
Oh, I hope everybody considers what we said today. Just avoid the danger of heart disease.
Absolutely. And, you know, folks, remember this. If you go by any of our locations or call the number that they give you at the end of the show here, you can get these products. And if you tell them you heard about it on today's health update, guess what? It's going to save you 20%. You heard me. It's going to save you 20% just by letting them know you listen to this radio show and that's how you got your information. You know, we love all of you. We want you to live to your genetic potential without disease. Our goal is to make America healthy, one person at a time. So until next time, may God bless all of you with abundant health.